Are the Raiders for real?
It's possible. Jimmy had the Chargers.
They're as fraud as those 11 and those Steelers.
Fraud.
Slam.
Jimmy won.
Yay.
I've already taken out my earrings and taken off my eyelashes, so I'm ready to play.
No, I'm not ready.
Well, guys,
I
just
won a ring a week ago, and I haven't been able to find it.
All right,
she's gonna fuck you up now.
Wow, nobody lost last week.
Ooh, winners!
Dang.
I think I still need to pick a punishment because I'm not eating fucking raw onion.
Okay, and welcome back to Laughter the Club. Tonight we have Aaron from Memphis, Morgan from Australia, Miss Pamela Lace, Jags Man, and Flem and M, and I am Jeff at Los Jiv on Twitter. Thank you for joining us, and we are going to start it off, as we often do, with Barrett out in Duval.
Duval!
Yeah, so I know, like a lot of y'all, I'm a big Red Zone fan, but I gotta say, Andrew Siciliano just isn't it, and I am so glad that the show has taken Scott Hansen as their honorary Red Zone guy. Do you guys watch Red Zone regularly, or is it just something that you peep at a sports bar?
Red Zone's my jam, and Scott Hansen is it to me. I didn't know Siciliano was a thing. It's not a thing. Stop trying to make Siciliano a thing. It's
Hansen. He was actually the OG. I will give him credit. He was the original.
Yeah, not down here. I mean, he's not. I only get Hansen. That's all I can have.
Go invent something original, and then when it becomes 10 times better, it becomes Scott Hansen, all right? Like, get out of here. I don't need some old computer that could barely... I don't need the typewriter when I have a laptop. All right, give me Scott Hansen all day. I never even heard Siciliano. I don't want to. I think everybody does Red Zone, unless you're just not into uppers.
As a non-coffee drinker, too, I'm Team Hansen all the way.
I don't know Red Zone,
actually. So I'm still shocked. Y'all know who his brother is, right?
Who, Hansen?
Yeah. It's the other Hansen that catches the child pedophiles.
What's yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's his brother. They look just alike. Take a seat. Let's talk.
Oh, God. Even, what's his
they
name?
They walk in with pizzas. To Catch a Predator. What is his name? What is his name?
Hansen.
Sam will end with Hansen.
Thanks, Dr. Kish.
So not,
I
actually.
Want to say Dale Hansen, but anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
I actually don't watch Red Zone.
Oh, Jeff.
Ew. What do you do?
Gross. What's wrong with you?
How do you watch football?
I'll have a Chargers game on in the background while I'm doing something else. Yeah. Like, honestly, football's just not my main sport. I'm a basketball guy.
This is why the Chargers hate their fan base.
No, I've been a Chargers fan since as long as I can remember, and it's goddamn painful the whole time. I still watch them. I still pull for them, but it's not like I kind of watch it like I watch baseball, to be honest with you. It's just like it's on and I might be doing something else. So I'm sure I'll get a lot of shit for that. My
so
one take
like obnoxious Dodgers fan, but you don't even really watch baseball. It's just on in the background.
Well, no.
Right?
Does anybody
he was
actually
so loud about that World Series win?
No. Hold on.
So
real quick.
About that.
Who here is sitting down and watching every pitch of a 9-inning game?
Me.
If it's my team, me.
Okay,
in October. In October, yeah.
Oh, in October, yes.
In May, no.
We're talking football?
Yeah, I am.
I can sit down any time of the year and watch a full game of baseball.
I can. I'm not going to.
Yeah, no, a full baseball game. Like a regular season baseball game.
I know.
Yeah, game 73, I'm in on it, for sure.
Yeah, even when the Rangers made the World Series, didn't see a single inning of a single game. I will not.
Well, that's the Rangers, though.
I do have one take on Red Zone.
Baseball is trash.
Which is that, like, if you're between Scott Hansen and Andrew Siciliano, and you're in a plane that's going to crash, and you don't have a parachute, Andrew Siciliano's ears will actually work as a parachute.
Yo, Andrew Siciliano's ears get all the channels, right? Every single channel.
I think they might rotate like satellite dishes also.
Yeah, but here's the real question. Are they bigger than Jeff Passan ears?
Yes.
Yes.
More people like Jeff Assen.
Yeah, Jeff Assen. Assenine.
Kish, you are up. Lopic number two.
Yeah, so today on the show, they were talking about like how the mascots scare them as children. I feel like that's a pretty common thing. But are there like any like random, like irrational things that you were scared of growing up? But it was E.T. for me. That shit creeped me out all the time. Phone home? No, I'm never doing that.
What about the ride? Did you like the ride?
Once I was older, I liked it. But when I was young, I was scared of the little alien.
I got one. I was absolutely terrified of going into a pool at night because I was convinced that there was like some sort of shark or something in there I couldn't see. And I've had a pool for my whole life, and I just was absolutely fucking terrified at night. Yeah, well, I was cutting you off at the pass because I figured somebody would make a jackass comment about it. Yeah, well,
sorry. We didn't get like sharks with fucking laser beams on their heads when we were little.
It just scared. I don't. It's totally irrational. It scared the crap out of me.
So, when I was growing up, the house we lived in, it was a smaller one story house, but we finished off the basement. So I would always go play down in the basement, except for when I would go back upstairs. I was always convinced. What's that evil woman off that Disney animated movie?
Cruella DeVille.
I was always convinced she was going to pop up at the bottom of the stairs while I was going up it and shoot her little cane thing at me, her little staff. And so I would run like hell up the stairs every time.
Oh, I actually got one more real quick. Freaking after I saw the Truman Show, I was terrified for years.
We've discussed this, Jeff.
Of the Truman Show, or do you want to clarify for people that may not have just recalled the Truman
Is there
show?
Something
being
in
convinced that being you, convinced that our life is a simulation scary? And people are watching us?
Yes, I was pretty young when that shit came out, man. And like Aaron was younger, and like I was convinced that like all my mirrors were two way mirrors, and like everyone was watching everything. I was living a TV show. God, it was terrifying.
I was going to say, the amount of times throughout my life that I've been doing something like just goofy or whatever.
Jacking off.
Thinking nobody. No. You know, if there's somebody watching this, they're going to really make fun of me for this. So
I've never understood conspiracy theorists of like the government or Big Brother's watching of like normal fucking people. Like, if you have that theory and you're like important and do important shit in the world, fine. But like nobody could give a fuck less.
Sitting in class in high school.
Probably, yeah, but that's just because you think everybody's watching you at all times because you think
probably that important. You're not that important.
Yeah, like, that's narcissism.
Yeah, this is why you're here.
Good, that's honestly, good point. That's why Aaron and I both suffered from this same symptom.
Welcome to Morgan's class on this is why you're a narcissist. The noise of the toilet scares me. Really? To this day. I don't know. I think there's like something about it. It was in the drain, like the clown it. My brother used to like tell me that it came out of the toilet. So I was terrified of the toilet. And then I was also terrified of the sound of the toilet. So I will, even to this day, block my ears to flush the toilet. Which is absurd because I'm 33 years old.
How do you block your ears like and flush?
All right, hang on, let me take my headphones off. Sorry. I will cover one ear with my shoulder and then like that. And then one hand covers the other ear. And then I press button.
Okay.
Can't hear me right now.
Yeah, that's more creative.
Like, I am actually fucked up.
You got one good? Phlegm?
I consistently had, like, an idea. As a kid, I always thought I was kidnapped by my parents because I always had the same dream that I was being kidnapped from our apartment porch. And we had these bushes right in front of the, like, you step on the porch, there's bushes, and that's it, a big field. I always had the same dream of me sitting there and my parents coming and grabbing me from the bushes and kidnapping me. When I say parents, obviously, I mean my mom.
Parent.
I thought, no, I'm just kidding. My dad was around at that early age. This is like 4 to 5.
Lucky you.
But I know. Lucky me. Yeah. I got to know him before he left. How lucky am I?
But it doesn't hurt otherwise.
Same dream, exactly, of my parents coming and grabbing me and taking, like, kidnapping me. And so as a kid, I would always think I was kidnapped by my parents and that, like, this is not. Yeah, but it wasn't a fear of like something normal. It's just something abnormal. It's past the mind.
Mine comes from, do you guys remember the movie House of Wax, I think is what it was called?
Oh, God, that movie fucked me up for a long time.
So I was pretty young when it came out, and I remember watching it with my older cousins, like, no, I'm fine. And then right afterwards,
you're paranoid, your Achilles dad, you get snapped in half?
Well, so we moved into this house with a really long hallway. And when that hallway was dark, I was pretty much paralyzed, thinking that somebody was going to grab me, paralyze me, so then I would still be awake and then coat my body in wax, just like what happens in the movie. That was an irrational fear of mine from like 9 to 12 years old.
And now you go on Craigslist and look for people to coat your body in wax.
Well, yeah, but that's
a solution on the skin.
We don't need to talk about that now.
Russell gets the hood.
I don't think there's a more disturbing scene in movies as far as that make my like toes curl up that don't involve snakes outside of the scene where he uses the little hedge clipper things to cut the dude's Achilles in half. It makes me sick to my stomach every time I think about it.
Wait, are you thinking of Hostel? Or are you,
no, I'm
or
thinking of House of Wax.
House of Wax? Yeah. I don't remember that scene so much, but I remember in Hostel, the person's kidnapped or whatever and gets their Achilles cut. That one fucked me up for a little bit.
Movies that connote candles, House of Wax. Or nobody had listened to the show today. All right. That felt
I just don't have anything.
Oh,
else,
no. So. Yeah, I don't have any candles.
Oh,
no,
I was thinking.
It was just to go for the joke. I mean, what do you mean? Isn't 13, or what's the old, the old
13 candles?
13 candles?
It's the 16 candles?
16?
I didn't think it was 13 either. That's why I took myself off. 17 candles.
Now we're going to throw it out to Pam. Pam, what's your lopic?
Oh, my lopic or my what am I scared of is from being
Either way.
Okay. So what am I scared of from being a kid is what I'm still scared of today, which is twins. Anything, any multiple births freaks me out. Oh, and no. That resulted from watching The Shining as a little kid.
Sharon's a twin. Yeah.
I'm scared of Sharon now.
Okay. I will let her know.
No, please don't, because I want her to be my friend.
Her brother.
Plus, she'll steal my soul.
Oh, that doesn't count. It's only identical twins. You're scared of, right?
Is it identical twins?
You, right, Pam?
Any type of
what if her and her brother
situation?
Obviously, Aaron, she's scary. Twins.
Great. All right. So, that was my scared of, but I also have a lopic, but you can circle back to me when everyone else is done.
We should probably let's do Pam now before she makes sleepy sleep. Also, right. I'm going to pee really quick. I'll be right back.
We're going to throw it out to Pam for her love.
Yeah, we don't wait on him.
They talked about on the show today the $9 three-wick candle at Bath & Body. This is something that I look forward to every year. So this sale was marked on my calendar today. I talked about it through DM with a couple friends who were also going to get online today. I tried 3 times at work today to get on Bath & Body Works website. It was totally locked up. I had my cart full. I tried to check out. I put my debit card in. It just kept spinning and it was ridiculous. So I bailed out of work early, went over to the Bath & Body Works. There was a 45-minute wait to get into the store. I was like, no, I don't need candles that bad for...
Yeah.
No. Don't be so dismissive and say for candles.
Yeah, because these are not just
For $9, I would take my clothes off and walk down the street for a Bath & Body Works candle. Because I paid $100 last week for 4 candles, and that was with 2 free. They are $43 in this country.
Yes, they are $27 in the US normally. They were $9 today.
$43, and on Black Friday, I got buy one, get one free. I waited in a line for 45 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
And as a result...
I loved candles, and I liked when my wife would bring home good-smelling ones, and now I'm going to be frustrated every time she walks in the house with a new Bath & Body Works candle because I'm going to know in the back of my head how much it cost her to buy it.
Look, I like candles as much as the next person, but like I always bought the cheap candles because I didn't really see that big of a difference seeing a cheap candle and an expensive one.
The smell isn't the same. Like the smell.
I just need a little bit of smell.
Body Works candle, I can smell on all 3 levels. I can go to my basement and smell it upstairs. I can go upstairs and smell it down on the main floor. Like it permeates the whole house.
That's not bad.
What's your favorite though, Pam?
I really like the Winterberry one for this time of year and the Christmas cookie one. And then, there's one called like winter nights are something that's really nice. And then in the summer, the cashmere, is it cashmere rose, I think, is amazing. But I was not waiting with all those COVID fools for 45 minutes. So I did not go today. I totally missed it. I did strike up a conversation with a young lad who was leaving Bath and Body Works with like two huge bags. And he said, you're not going to wait in line. And I said, no, not for 45 minutes. And he said, I wasn't going to either. And then I texted my wife and she said I was.
Incense are way better.
What was that?
No,
movie?
They're not. That is wacko behavior.
It's gone in 30 minutes.
Oh my
what
God.
What the hell?
Bro? But the smell lingers. The smell is there all day.
Unfortunately. No,
what lingers is the smell of BO. People fucking burn incense, stink.
I'm literally not
a fish concert, Barrett.
I've walked out of places if I walk in and smell incense. I hate it.
I think this is like a demographic, whether or not you agree they're there or not there. I think it's a demographic thing because, like, growing up where I grew up, unfortunately, candles are the better option. But growing up where I grew up, most apartments I would visit had the incense, and they also had like bead curtains.
The curtains, yeah.
You know, the bead to incense ratio is high.
So, That's
Barrett, you have bead curtains right now, don't you?
Yeah, to enter my doorway to my room.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
No, you know.
I just wanted to complain about candles.
That's fine. All right. So, like I said, moving on. So, in light of recent news with the show leaving ESPN and them leaning into a bit of not giving a fuck, which I appreciate. In light of the goofy situation and or rather goofy conversation today, which Disney character is, packing the most heat? Packing the most heat, so to speak.
Oh.
Yeah, like...
Gaston thinks he is.
No, he's just like, yeah, let's just cut to the chase. Which Disney character has the biggest wiener?
You know, underrated.
Ursula.
I'm going with Aladdin.
Ursula has the biggest nuts.
I think Aladdin's stroke game is strong. I mean, look what he's gotten through just from to get from where he was to get to where he is.
No.
It's gotta be.
He's a fraud.
Dumbo.
It's Dumbo.
Cheating.
Underrated.
I'm going with.
What
I'm
about Mowgli?
I'm going with Quasimodo. Wow.
Quasimodo probably had a hog.
He had his hog on his
It's why he couldn't weigh him down.
He's been carrying it over his shoulder like Santa's sack.
Fool's just tripping on it by accident all the time.
It's not even a hunchback. It's just he folds it under.
He's got it tucked under his shirt. It's not a hump.
Like a neck pillow.
It's obviously Mickey. Like Mickey's he's the king dick.
But all right, so let's think about this though. They said on the show today that he's 2 to 3 feet tall. So if he has the biggest penis, like it's touching like the bottom of his shins, right?
Yeah. Have you seen how big Mickey's shoes are? Those big black shiny things.
What do you think is tucked in there?
But does he not wear shorts?
We're asking questions.
Wait. What about Woody? His name is Woody.
those jeans are too tight.
He did say there's a snake in my boots.
So does Mulan get to be in this category?
No.
I don't think that's a female.
But she faked being a guy. That was the whole plot of the movie.
She has the biggest metaphorical penis.
Yes.
She does. Hey, she's got cojones. She climbed up to the top.
We're not doing balls.
That's a different bot.
Ursula belongs in the balls category.
What about Jafar?
I was going to go there, but
He gets other people to do his work.
Morgy, are you ready?
I was born ready, guys.
Oh, wait. Should I recap last week real quick?
Where we just go, everybody won.
Oh, yeah, that is the recap. Yeah, we didn't have any losers.
Should we also talk about how I'm paying off my punishment right now?
Oh.
So I'm a big Heat fan. And I had to wear the closest thing I could find was the interstate rivalry of the Orlando Magic. I'm wearing a Mo Bamba jersey. It's actually my roommate's.
Okay, sorry, Kish. Please, I'm sorry.
Actually, my roommate's. He bought it just because of the song Obama.
Is there any way we could get you to shut up, assholes? Sorry, my dogs are being dicks. So
is there any way we could get you to shut up, asshole?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Why is Kish? Are you a Magic? Are you an Orlando fan?
No, I hate the Magic. That's why I'm wearing this. They always fucking beat the Heat.
All right. We're good. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the wheel. Why can't we?
Because that's weird. Was this how you did it last time too?
Yeah, and we could all hear it last time. Barrett, insert commercial here.
Hey, listeners, check out a new podcast called Yes, Maybe, No with Andrew Streeter and Yeti Blanc. Every week, we'll take a topic from sports, music, and pop culture and break it down beyond the surface. Whether it's the latest hot take or an ongoing story, Yes, Maybe, No will discuss our insights, opinions, and maybe a hot take or two of our own. Will you find us interesting? Will you find us entertaining? Will more people than our mothers listen to us? Yes! Maybe no!
Listen to Yes, Maybe No. Subscribe, download, rate, review, wherever fine podcasts are sold. Or, download it.
Okay, and we're back on Laughter the Club. And now we're going to throw it out to Morgy for our weekly wheel spinning / grid of death challenge.
All right, and just to recap from last week, everybody won, so there are no punishments to pick. Pew, pew, pew. Winners. All right, so Aaron, you are first up on the wheel.
Yay. I got a bye.
The Carolina Panthers.
Woo.
All right, congratulations, Aaron.
You don't deserve that, but anyway.
All right, so who are we going to next, Morgy?
We're going to go to B-Rat and Duval.
All right, Barrett, let's see what it is.
In that
Duval.
And it looks like Barrett's got the Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals.
What's that spread?
Don't speak to
me.
So
it looks like the spread for them is a +2.5 against the Rams. And this is at State Farm. I have no clue where State Farm Stadium is, so.
I believe that's
Arizona. It's at Arizona. Yeah. Yeah.
My odds say it's -3. Sorry.
I'm getting -3 on mine too.
Yeah. We're going to
the Cardinals are -3 or the Rams are -3?
No, plus. So the Cardinals are +3 is what y'all are getting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. We'll do 3.
All right. We'll do +3. Barrett, you got +3.
I'm gonna spin again. Yeah. I'm going to spin
again. Let's see
this
it.
All right. Let's go.
Started at 7.
All right, so we're going to spin again. Let's go.
All right, so it looks like Barrett has...
Jeff, you stood all over the end
Packers.
Part.
All right, well, now I know Morgy. I won't do it again. All right, Packers. What's the line on the Packers?
They are...
I'm showing -9 at the Eagles.
And we are showing -8.5.
I did that because y'all said y'all had +3 earlier. I'm also showing -8.5.
All right, -8.5 at the Eagles, and Barrett has no choice.
Oh, no,
that feels like a trap.
It's at home.
It's at Green Bay.
Oh, it's at Green Bay. I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah, it's definitely that's what you've got. But
all right, so you're stuck.
I also agree that feels like a trap, but you're stuck. So who cares?
But bad luck. Yeah. You trapped. Yeah.
All right, who's up next?
Next we have Fleminem.
All right, let's go. All right, fuck off.
The Cowboys.
And Flem's got the Cowboys.
Well.
Somebody tell me why, because I'm not going to put in work.
It's 7.
Well.
No, I'm sorry. It's
7.5.
Plus 7, I imagine. There's no way they're minus.
No.
At Baltimore?
Yeah. +7.5. It is at Baltimore.
At Baltimore.
Ooh,
on a short week, though. Baltimore just played.
It's not a short week. Is Lamar... still,
it's the definition of a short week.
I think he's playing Flem. I'm not sure though.
I don't know. Trace McSorley.
Trace McSorley, man. He looked decent. Baltimore.
Have you all listened to his rap?
Baltimore.
McSorley,
you know what? Hold on. I'm rumbling.
It's rummaging, but whatever.
Rumbling.
Are you hungry?
I'm rumbling.
All right. No, you know what? I'm not going to be disloyal this time. I'm going to take them. I'll take my Cowboys.
All right. Flem's got the boys.
Lem's going to be crying in the stands again. Tune in, folks.
Shall we go to Kish, Morgie?
Sure. White Russian. Ooh, all hail the New York Giants.
Hey.
The New York Giants are...
Hail!
They have 11 points against the Seahawks in Seattle.
Take it.
You take the Giants, yeah.
Yeah, take the Giants.
They're going to cover that.
So we got plus 11 at Seattle.
Can never cover a spread.
That defense is garbage. That's why Russell Wilson is always making a last-minute drive.
It's the Giants.
Trash. Giants are sneaky good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even if they might not be good, but they play everybody really close somehow.
Yeah, they play you tough. And you know what? Daniel Jones, if he's playing, he can scoot.
You know, just that. I'm going to take the Giants. I'm going to take this lock.
Yes, okay, Kish.
Taking right. the Giants.
Yeah, well, you can write down Kish.
We are all going to be picking punishments next week.
All right. So, Morgie, what do you think we go to Pamela Lace next?
All right. Halloween place. Spinning for you. Oh.
Hometown.
You got the Chargers, who are at home against the New England Patriots. They are minus 1.5, Placey. I don't mind that at all.
No, I'll take that.
Yeah. Good call.
I'll take that. That's not
bad. Good call by you.
Yeah. You freaking fool.
That's the only way you can take the Chargers and say, I'll take that. That's not bad. Like, nobody takes that with confidence.
Yeah, but it's minus 1.5 at home against New England.
Yeah, it's minus 1.5.
Yeah. Keep saying that. All right, yeah. So let's do it.
All right, one last thing.
Jeff in Los Angeles.
And I've got the Falcons.
You've got Taysom Hill.
You are disgusting.
What is the line?
Say that because they're
frauds. I think 10.
You
maybe less.
What is the line, Flem?
Much less than that.
I'm sorry. I thought we gave him my lines. Let me find out what you're right.
You're right.
Did somebody else have one?
It's not. Three. The Falcons are only
plus three. It's a wash because it's at home. Yeah. It's a plus three. It's 3 point. It's a wash.
Wait, who are they playing?
I'm giving him. It's a plus three.
Taysom Hill
and
the Saints.
Let's just clarify.
You know what though? I think
4-7 Falcons are taking on the
New York. Spin it again.
Well, wait, before you do that, I just want to make sure. Are you sure you want to spin again? Because I feel like this is a good game.
Spin it again.
All right,
stupid.
Spin it again.
Morgan, spin again.
I don't have a choice.
What a ridiculous line that is. Put all your money on that, guys.
Ooh, the Titans against the Browns.
Tighten up. The Tennessee Titans are minus 5.5 against the Browns, and they are at home.
Five and a half is a lot of points for the Titans to cover.
I'll take that. I'm happy with that.
So you don't have
I'm
a choice but that. To take that.
I know, but I'm pleased with that. I'm pleased with it.
I think you've done the right thing, Jeff. Spinning now. Yes, bitch.
You taking that?
I am taking it. Taking it.
All right,
and
so
if that bitch Taysom Hill screws me here,
he's going to.
We are going
to
have
a problem.
Can we
tell everybody it was the Saints?
Because yeah, like so Morgie's got the Saints.
Yeah.
Minus three versus.
Who that?
Is Who it that? Minus three? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Minus three at home. Oh, no, away.
Without a quarterback for week three.
No, it's. Yeah.
We're not without a quarterback. We're just choosing not to play him and let him hold the clipboard because we are dumb.
Are you going to fight
Schreeder? He went to BYU, Morgie.
Concludes this week's episode of Laughter the Club. I'd like to once again thank Morgan from Australia,
Flem,
Kish from Miami,
Yo,
Jags Man, Pamela Lace, who is currently asleep, and I don't like to thank Aaron, but he was here.
I was here.
So thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode of Laughter the Club, and we'll catch you soon.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
I just realized, and I know all this will be edited out, but we should probably, when we get to the topics, we should probably leave each other alone. And Barrett pointed it out, so y'all can edit this out. But I just realized how hard editing all of us must be, and I'm never going to edit.
Hey!
It's Barrett.
I'm not listening to I'm not listening to a damn thing about that. I've been trying for weeks, and Barrett's like, okay. "Hey, I like editing. Don't worry about it. I'm happy to do it." Blah blah blah.
Stop it down.
When did Barrett become Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, you know, 1% less worse with speaking over each other. That'd be cool.
As you speak over Morgie trying to ask.
Copy that. Okay, let's move on.